Hi everyone, today we are reading Micah chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets, who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him, who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. So Micah continues here, God continues through Micah in this chapter to speak against the leaders of Israel. And here the focus is against the prophets. And he accuses the prophets of leading his people astray. And one of the ways that is brought up here in verse 5 is that he says the prophets will cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Now, when you read this at first glance, it kind of sounds like one of the Snickers commercials where, you know, someone is acting all crazy and then, like, someone's like, hey, you must be hungry, and they give them a Snickers bar, and then they act normal and fine, right? That's what it kind of sounds like here. They cry peace when they have something to eat, declare war against people who don't put anything in their mouths. But this is much deeper than being like hangry or like a Snickers commercial. What God is saying is that these prophets, their ministry was like this. Their word to the people, right? The prophetic word, the supposed word of God that they would give to the people was dependent not just on how much they had, but how much they were being given by people. They were essentially ministering based on how much people could pay them and what they could get from people. And so people came to them, hey, I want to hear from the Lord, and they're basically, how much you got? And the more they had, the better word they would give to the people. The less they had, the worse things would be. That's why it says peace to those who, when they had something to eat, but war when nothing was put into their mouths. And this is, of course, just flat out wrong, right? This is very wrong, like, just because it's not faithful to preaching like God's word, not to speaking what God is saying, which, you know, it was unclear if they even had that ability anyways. But it was just, it's also using the people again. It's cannibalizing people like we talked about yesterday. God says that he declares judgment over them, that they will not hear from God. There will be no answer. Like, they'll see nothing at some point, right? Because this really offends God. This is terrible because it leads the people astray, and it has this, like, facade of being about God. This passage ends in verse 8, and it's Micah himself talking. It's not God talking in verse 8, where Micah says, this is not me, right? And he's giving us, like, this, he's defending himself in a sense, where he's declaring his own righteousness here, and that he is filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and to do, like, with justice and might, and he will continue to declare that God's judgment is coming, God's justice is coming. He says he'll continue to accuse God's people of sin. Micah's ministry was not dependent on man, but on the power of God within him. Now, when we look at a passage like this, the simplest application is to talk about, like, pastors. Because pastors do have a prophet-like role in speaking God's word. But I would again point us in the direction of looking at ourselves with this, because we all have prophetic roles in God's kingdom. And the concern for ourselves is probably not so much like when people come to us, are we trying to make money off of them? I would doubt many of us are doing that, right? Like, especially if people do happen to be coming to us for prophetic words, right? But think about it. I would invite us to think about it like this. More so the heart of these things. Do we minister out of self-interest? Now, again, I don't think many of us are ministering in such a way that we're trying to, like, be fed or given money. But do we show favoritism? Like, do we minister to those who make us feel better about ourselves or who we find it easy to get along with? Do we show, like, favoritism to those who can do more for us? And, you know, justice, right? It's difficult to live out often because, you know, it's doing things that are uncomfortable, right? Are we, like, can we minister in situations or to people that have nothing to offer us. They can't even make us feel better about ourselves. Can we minister to those who we find it difficult to even talk to or relate with in some way? And those are hard things. But as God's leaders and prophets, in a sense, for God's kingdom, we need to be people who are willing to be used by God in all circumstances for all people. And we need to be, and to do that, we need to be filled with power like Michael was, filled with the Spirit of God to do what God has called us to do, even when it's hard. And that's part of Micah's example. That's the example of many of the prophets that we read in the Old Testament. They preached God's word to people who didn't want to hear it. They did the hard work of doing that. And that's something that even we need to be willing to do. Not so much just to people who don't want to hear God's word, but when it's hard. We need to be people who are willing to minister and bless, even if we're not being fed by the people that we're ministering to. And so with that, let's pray. Let's pray for our hearts as we minister, as we are used by God to be his prophets in this world. Lord, we just pray that we will be filled with your Spirit, Lord. Forgive us if we have ministered or served out of self-interest. Help us, Lord, to instead be people who are filled with power, whose ministry and our hearts and our lives are dependent on, not on how much is in our stomachs, but how we are filled by your Spirit, how we're in relationship with you, God. Use us, God, for your kingdom, and I pray that we'll preach faithfully, that we'll serve faithfully, even when it's hard, in all circumstances, in all places, God. And in the midst of that, may we know your presence, may we know your love. Bless us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.